Oh, let's see if Dave Holmes is online. Dave, you there? Hello?
Lolly.
Yep. Good morning, Dave. Sorry. You had forgotten about it, eh?
Yeah, it's all right.
That's all right. Okay. Now, you wanted to talk about the Rojava Revolution in northern Syria.
That's right. We've got a conference coming up at the end of the month. That is, we've got a public meeting on Friday.
30th of June.
June 30, and then we've got an all-day conference on the following Saturday. That's July 1 at the city campus of Victoria University. And as you may know, the things are coming to a critical point in northern Syria. The Syrian Democratic Forces, which includes the Kurdish YPG and YPJ, the Women's Army, along with Arab allies, they're besieging Raqqa, the Islamic State capital, with American backing. And I would say within a few months, Raqqa will have fallen. And this, in the light of that, all the forces at play in northern Syria are jockeying for position. The alliance with the Americans is purely tactical. The Americans want the SDF as allies, but they have no particular interest in, beyond that, in underwriting the social experiment that's going on in northern Syria, where they're making enormous efforts to set up a radical commune-style democracy on the ground in the various towns and villages and cities.
Mm. Dave, just to intervene there, you're from the Australians for Kurdistan group, and
that's right,
the
yeah.
conference is being supported by or sponsored by the Kurdish Democratic Community Center, and it's also organized by the Honorary Professor John Tully from the VU. And I'm just wondering, what is the actual aim of the conference? Because from what I've noticed, not many people actually know about this thing in that's happening in Kurdistan. We hear about...
That's one of the aims, is to get out information, make sure there's a greater awareness of what's going on, and also to build solidarity with it. I mean, for all that northern Syria is a vastly different to, say, Australia, it's what is being done there is absolutely inspiring. In the face of all the adversity, the under threat from Turkey, from the Islamic State, from the Assad dictatorship forces, they are trying to carry out a social revolution to set up this commune-style democracy based on local grassroots assemblies. They're making absolutely unprecedented efforts to involve women. For example, no laws affecting women can be made except by women. They make sure that every institution and body has must have a female co-chair, and they're also taking efforts to address the very severe ecological issues. So this is quite amazing, and I think it deserves to be much better known, and we hope the conference can push things along considerably in that regard.
The little we hear about the Kurdish community, which is divided into four different countries, it's Iraq, Syria, Iran, and I always forget the fourth one, Turkey.
Yeah.
The American forces who are fighting there, or the coalition supposedly of the willing who are fighting there, you only hear about it where the YPG has made some sort of compromise with the U.S. to fight the Taliban. Tell us a little bit more about that, because that is an interesting strategy used by the YPG from the Kurdish community in northern Syria.
Well, they're under threat from all sides, but there's been a tactical coming together with the United States. I mean, the United States has historically sold out the Kurds everywhere. They've, for example, Turkey, where the large Kurdish community is treated as second-class citizens by the regime and so on, and that's been the case for decades. The United States has never done anything. Turkey's a major ally in Iraq. They encouraged the Kurds to rise up against Saddam Hussein and then stood by while he crushed them. But in northern Syria, the Americans need, if they want to defeat the Islamic State, and they do, they need Kurdish assistance. So there's been a coming together there, but no one, I'm sure the Kurdish leadership has no illusions about the longevity of this alliance or the depth of it. The United States is not going to underwrite what's effectively an experiment in building people's power. That's not going to happen. Right now, they need them, and so, but it's happening now, but it's purely limited.
Now, you're having some interviews or contributions by people from the Kurdish community or experts in the Kurdish community. Are you Skyping them in because they, you had?
Yes, we originally had ideas. We invite a number of overseas guests, but the way it's worked out, it's with visa issues and also just personal issues, it's the international participation is going to be by video link. So we've got Salah Muslim, who is based in Belgium. He is the most prominent leader of the People's Democratic, or the Democratic Union Party, the PYD, which is the main party in the
Northern
Kurdish
yep.
community in northern Syria. He'll be speaking at the public meeting on Friday night, and also at the first plenary session on Saturday morning, called Towards a New Syria. We've also got Horjan Aziz, who's an Australian Kurdish activist, who's a leading figure in the Kobani Reconstruction Board, the body that's charged with leading the reconstruction of the city. And she's in Kobani, and she'll be speaking. She's got a plenary session on basically explaining what is happening on the ground in the Kurdish communities in northern Syria, the democratic advances, how the economy is being run, how the other communities, Arabs, Armenians and so on, are involved in this process. So she'll be speaking from Kobani. And we've also got Ercan Ayboga, who's a Kurdish ecologist, originally from Turkey, but he's in exile in Germany and very active. And he will be speaking on all the ecological problems that the region faces and what the liberation forces in northern Syria, how they're responding to this. So that will be fascinating. Then we've got a number of workshops with activists here in Australia speaking. We've got one on what's going on in Turkey, because Turkey, of course, is a... it's got a dictatorship there, and they're the major backers of the Islamic State, or they have been, and they're, you know, rapidly anti-Kurd.
Of course. And so thanks, Dave. We've got to finish up there. Time's moving on. So the conference starts on the evening of Friday, the 30th of June at 7 p.m. at the Victoria University campus, the 300 Flinders Street, Melbourne.
That's right, and you can, if you go to our website, Australians for Kurdistan, you'll see all the details of how to...
and the bookings on all the W's, trybooking.com, and in uppercasing, PWTZ.
Yes,
okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Lali.
Okay, bye.
Bye.